70 years ago, in the early days of Rubber Town, there were a lot of dirty jobs. But no job was dirtier than an entry-level post at the B.F. Goodrich plant. Workers called poly cleaners climbed into large vats that had held the chemical vinyl chloride to clean them. And now, decades later, some of these men, they're all men, have developed serious liver problems. At least 26 of them have developed cancer, and all have died from it. One of them was Janet Cresselius Johnson's husband, Revis.
When he got out of the Army a week later, he got a job at B.F. Goodrich. He was just pleased to have a job.
Revis Cresselius was a poly cleaner for the first year of his 39-year career in Rubber Town.
No protection. And if he was given any warning, I don't know it.
Johnson remembers Revis coming home with his clothes and lunch bucket smelling awful. And even though he eventually moved on to cleaner jobs in the plant, he was diagnosed with liver cancer in 1995 and died 5 weeks later. Johnson has a stack of photos of Revis. There's Revis in the 1960s with their two daughters, Johnson and Revis on a trip to New Zealand, and then one of just Revis standing in their kitchen with a small, sad smile on his face.
That was the day he went to the hospital.
Cirrhosis of the liver, fatty liver, and most famously, liver cancer, and in particular, hepatic hemangiosarcoma, which was first discovered at a Louisville B.F. Goodrich plant.
Dr. Matthew Cave is a professor and researcher at the University of Louisville. He says the rarity of that liver cancer, hepatic hemangiosarcoma, is what allowed scientists to link it to vinyl chloride exposure. With his colleague, Craig McLean, Cave is working to figure out how vinyl chloride affects the liver and what effect other chemicals could have on the organ.
Here are the freezers that have a lot of the tissue specimens that we talked about.
Tall, double-wide freezers in McLean and Cave's lab hold thousands of tissue samples from chemical workers. There's still work to be done on hepatic hemangiosarcoma, but the researchers also want to figure out if chemicals could be responsible for another liver problem, fatty liver disease. In a study, McLean and Cave tested 25 former Goodrich workers and found fatty liver disease in 21 of them. The link between this malady and exposure to chemicals and toxins isn't clear, but Cave is studying it.
1 in 4 to maybe 1 in 3 people in the United States have fatty liver disease, and it's typically just been associated with overweight, obesity, or alcoholism. But as our chemical exposures, environmental chemical exposures playing a role, I'm not sure.
B.F. Goodrich doesn't run a factory in Louisville anymore, and companies like Zeon Chemical and Lubrizol have taken over some of the former Goodrich lines. Vinyl chloride is still used in Rubber Town, but it's much more heavily regulated than it used to be. Cave and McLean praise the collaboration between Zeon and the university. The researchers are involved in ongoing medical monitoring and blood sampling of the plant's workers in an effort to detect potential problems before they happen. But it's too late for the workers who have already died from angiosarcoma or are suffering from liver disease. Janet Cresselius Johnson wonders why B.F. Goodrich couldn't have erred on the side of caution. Her husband, Revis, was diagnosed with cancer a year to the day after he retired. He had worked night shifts for nearly 40 years and was looking forward to spending more time with his family.
Every time there's a wedding, every time there's a baby, you just think, I wish he could be here.
Erica Peterson, WFPL News.